You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. If you're an avid listener of your NPR station, you may have heard some of the recent off-script conversations with some of the Democratic presidential candidates, including Cory Booker and Andrew Yang. These conversations, which aim to get the presidential hopefuls to hopefully go beyond their talking points, include two undecided voters and an NPR program host who helps foster the conversation. This morning, I'm pleased to be joined by one such host, Scott Simon, who is traveling to the South Bend area this week for a conversation with South Bend Mayor and Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. Mr. Simon is, of course, the host of Weekend Edition Saturday, which you can hear Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 here on WVPE. And that show has been called the most literate, witty, moving, and just plain interesting show on any dial by The Washington Post. Mr. Simon, thank you for your time this morning.
Very glad to be with you.
Okay, so you're coming to South Bend later this week to speak with Mayor Buttigieg. Have you met the mayor before?
I have not. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you been surprised at how well he's done thus far in the Democratic nominating process?
Yes, of course. I think everybody has. You ordinarily wouldn't think that the mayor of a city of about 100,000 people would be able to have national impact in the time that he has, but clearly he has. All of that being noted, I think you see him in a debate. Once he opens his mouth, you can understand the appeal. He's unusually articulate and, no doubt about it, a very appealing political presence.
Can you give us an idea of some of the topics you hope to discuss with Mayor Buttigieg?
Yeah, certainly health care. He's taken a distinctly different position than some of the other candidates, obviously. I think the whole matter of racial inequity questions have been certainly raised about his tenure there in South Bend, the experience question. Interestingly, I think foreign policy has in many ways been absent from the Democratic debate in many ways. You know, I think I would like to raise that with Mayor Buttigieg, who, after all, has a wide-ranging cosmopolitan background and speaks at least parts of seven languages and obviously served in the military overseas, and I think would have something interesting to say on that.
You know, it's interesting. Mayor Buttigieg is trying to sell himself as, you know, part of the heartland growing up in South Bend and being from this area. But some folks want to paint him with the elite brush because he went to Harvard and he's a Rhodes Scholar. How do you see him kind of trying to navigate that?
Well, you know, I've always felt very uncomfortable about that term elite. The guy went to Harvard. you know, I'm a parent. I guarantee you, if my daughters get into Harvard, they're going. I'm not going to say, oh, you can't be members of the elite for the rest of your lives. He's a kid from Indiana who went to Harvard. There's no reason for him to be apologetic about that whatsoever. And I think there's no reason for the people of the United States to distrust it. Obviously, he doesn't say, I'm so smart, I went to Harvard. You know, when Barack Obama was president, and I noticed this, of course, as a birthright Chicagoan, he never said, hey, I was editor of the Harvard Law Review. I know what I'm talking about. What he did say is, I'm from the south side of Chicago. And that had a different degree of credibility. I think Mayor Buttigieg is entitled to say, I'm from the heart of America, without having to make any apologies that he went to Harvard or was a Rhodes Scholar, for goodness sakes. And listen, in Indiana, Dick Lugar was a Rhodes Scholar, too, as I remember, the Republican longtime senator from Indiana.
That's correct, yes. You mentioned Barack Obama. Some people have tried to draw similarities between Mr. Obama and Mr. Buttigieg. They're talking about maybe the energy level in Iowa. Have you heard any of that talk?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, I've heard that talk. And I guess we'll see if it's true. I mean, the fact is winning the Iowa caucuses doesn't necessarily translate to doing well in New Hampshire, as by the way, it didn't for Barack Obama, and certainly South Carolina. I think South Carolina is going to be a very big test for Mayor Buttigieg if he does very well in Iowa, if he can make an impact with a lot of the voters there who seem to be supporting Vice President Biden.
You know, I'm taken with the title for these conversations, Off Script. Political candidates are incredibly scripted in this day and age. They're equally adept at knowing how to pivot to their talking points. How do you hope to make sure that doesn't happen in your conversation?
Well, you know, there's only so much we can do. I think that any presidential candidate at this point in the process is going to be on script. And I say this with some respect. We are unlikely to ask them a question about health care that hasn't been asked before. And they have answered those questions before, and they will resort to what they have said before. God knows if they say something different than what they said before, we'll accuse them of hypocrisy. So I have some sympathy for that. What we hope is that these conversations, particularly with voters and also those of us who are program hosts, what we hope is it's going to elicit some personal response from them. They're talking about their lives, talking about the philosophical base of their beliefs, you know, talking about why they would leave happy lives to put themselves through this kind of hurly-burly. I think all of those are potentially interesting questions that in this format we can try and explore. You know, plus we're going to be at Peg's Diner in South Bend. I want to ask Mayor Buttigieg, who seems like a trim guy, what's on the menu that he orders there?
You mentioned earlier some of the struggles he's had with the African-American community locally. You also mentioned he may have troubles in South Carolina, which has a large African-American voting bloc. Do you happen to know the ethnicity of the two undecided voters that are going to be at the table with you and Mayor Buttigieg?
Yes, there is a African-American gentleman and a white woman.
Okay. I just wondered if you were going to bring an African-American to the table, because I'd be interested to see what kind of questions they may ask him about some of the issues that he's faced in the campaign thus far.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. We do that.
You know, Mr. Simon, if Pete Buttigieg were to win the Democratic presidential nomination, that would pose a question for American voters that's never been asked before. Namely, are you ready to elect a gay president? Do you think that would doom his chances to win the White House?
No, I don't think so. I think the American people are better than that. I think the fact that he's been the mayor of a city with only 100,000 people and hasn't been doing that for very long will bring real questions to bear on whether or not he has the experience and capacity to be the president of a country with more than 300 million people and a budget of hundreds of trillions of dollars. But that being said, orientation should not figure into it. Are there some people who won't vote for him because of that? I suppose so. But one thing I have learned over the years in politics is that, you know, some people won't vote for you because of your skin color. Some people won't vote for a candidate because, you know, he or she reminds them of a kid they went to the fourth grade with and they never liked. I mean, they're all kinds of reasons that will lock off all kinds of support. But I really do think that that many more millions of Americans would take a look at his candidacy without that figuring into it.
Well, Mr. Simon, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and safe travels as you make your way to South Bend to speak with Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Scott Simon, the host of Weekend Edition Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 here on WVPE. You can hear his off-script conversation with Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg and two undecided voters Friday morning on Morning Edition and Saturday morning on Weekend Edition Saturday here on the station that informs, entertains, and inspires, 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart, South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.